T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And you get some pissed off fans, but then you also don't get the national media writing about it in Bleacher Report and so on. So, in my opinion, maybe a little bit of a conspiracy theory.
I hear you, and I appreciate you calling. I guess to that I would say this. I don't think it went down that way. If it did, that is insane. And here's why. You are way better off having 14,000 people in there walking in knowing exactly what they're going to see, and they're there, they don't feel misled, and it doesn't create the possibility for disappointment or like the certainty of disappointment. We're way better off than you are with 18,000 people, three of which or four of which are only there because it's been reported Justin Timberlake and Drake are going to be there, and then they spend $150 on StubHub to go sit in a lower level, and then they are waiting on Drake and Justin Timberlake, and you've known all along neither are coming. Like, that's how you end up getting mocked on Twitter last night by national basketball columnists, getting mocked by Kentucky fans, getting mocked by a Kentucky basketball assistant. And in the process of me doing this show, I got a direct message on Twitter from somebody, let's just say, connected to an SEC program. And this person said the following: I can guarantee you Alabama is telling Trendon Wofford that Memphis misled everybody purposely, and that was the only way they could get that big of a crowd to show up. Now, I don't agree that's the only way they could get a big crowd to show up, because they already had like 14,000 tickets sold before the Drake Justin Timberlake stuff hit. But it doesn't matter. This is a person connected to an SEC. This person says, hey, I guarantee you Alabama's telling that to Trendon Wofford. Again, it was in Memphis's best interest to squash that. And even if it cost them ticket sales, it was still way in their best interest to squash this. And that they didn't was a mistake. Just a mistake, plain and simple. Jeff Calkins will be with me next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. National contest, data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up your phone and text the word JOY, J-O-Y. Text JOY to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text JOY to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. I'll have another chance coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, but right now you got plenty of time. Text JOY to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with the 92.9. Good luck.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
I'm Hart Robinson, and I've got the Memphis Boat Center. We've been a customer with Frace for over 30 years. Security in our business is really important, and so we always talk to somebody that's local. Scheduling an appointment is simple and easy, and always very courteous, and it's nice to deal with them. I would highly recommend Frace Protection.
For smart home security, choose local and call Frace Protection today.
Call 755-1800. Your local home security pros, Frace Protection.
Tennessee License 0268.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Money can't buy happiness, but But it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull.
Chris Jansen is coming to Bass Pro Shops at the Pyramid for a free concert, Friday night, October 12th at 6.
You can buy me a boat.
Bring a chair and we'll see you at Bass Pro Shops at the Pyramid as we celebrate Flucktoberfest with unbelievable savings and free events. Get the details at basspro.com/Flucktoberfest.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zenner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Their prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition. 52 weeks a year, they got an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, and when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, your winner, four consecutive years now. They're like the Golden State Warriors of the mattress category. Your winner, four straight years, Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses. They also sell furniture, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, just know that there's also a 42-inch kiosk at Sleepy Z's filled with furniture. So you can browse through that. Find what you want. They'll get it for you. And remember to mention you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show. You'll save an additional 10%. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. 2790 Kirby Whitten and Bartlett. Corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. That's where they're located. Phone numbers 901-692-6200. 901-692-6200. They're on the web. SleepyZZZS.com. 506, Gary Parish Show. We're going to play Harvard Horn Lake in about 20 minutes, but right now, he's your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's in studio. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, what's up with it?
I'm good, GP.
So here's where I'm at on this whole Justin Timberlake-Drake debacle. I don't try to shift blame from one place to another. Jason knows he made a mistake. He has owned up to it, both on social media and in this studio, first on your show today and then on his show today. I give him credit for that. I don't know what else there is to say about that. He just messed up. He'll pay for it in his mentions for years to come. What I find most baffling about the whole thing isn't that a reporter got something wrong, because sometimes this does happen. But why nobody at the university stepped up either last week or over the weekend or at any point between the moment that tweet went out and last night, and either publicly or privately to you or anybody like you, said, listen, Drake and Justin Timberlake are not going to be there. We do not want people walking into that building thinking they're going to get an up-close look at Justin Timberlake and Drake and then walk out of that building disappointed. Because I said last week, if you don't have, like I actually said it last week on the air, if you do not have Drake and Justin Timberlake locked up, if you're the University of Memphis, you need to squash this. Because if you just tell people they're walking into that building to celebrate Penny Hardaway, to see his first introduction inside FedEx Forum, and to see Yo Gotti, Moneybagg, and Block Boy, that's good enough. People will be excited for that. But if you tell them they're also going to see Drake and Justin Timberlake, and Drake and Justin Timberlake aren't there, some people are going to not care, but there are going to be some people who bought tickets only for that, and there are going to be some people who walk out of that building disappointed, and it played out exactly the way I suggested. Why do you think, like, nobody over there tried to squash this?
Let me talk about a few things. First of all, I do think, I don't think most people, just to be clear, I think most people who are there didn't walk off out of there ticked off or whatever.
I think
most people had a great time. I think it was electric. I think particularly the weird thing is that honestly the best part really was like the 15 minutes before it started.
That was my favorite part of the whole thing.
It was easily the best
15
part.
Minutes before it actually started was the best part of the night.
It was crazy right. Energy. Fantastic. Like you couldn't believe Memphis basketball was like that again. And honestly, from most people I've heard, most people just had a great time. Even, in fact, people I know who like my friend Lexi, who she bought tickets when she heard that JT was going to be there, right. I think, and still like tweeted she had a great time. Like, I think most people had a great time. Now, I will also concede that even for the people who had a great time, it changed there's been a tenor of disappointment. Sure. This wasn't quite what some might be really ticked off, but I think even like it did. It changed the way you framed the event, exactly the way you talk about it. Right. And then instead of being, man, this is amazing, we got the shoot, we got whatever, right. Instead it's, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? In fact, the whole time I was thinking, where are they? Where are they? Are they coming? Are they coming? Like even when they lined up the dunk judges, and you're looking for the extra chair,
right.
And you're like, whatever. So, So I don't think it was a catastrophe. It did reshape the event. The other thing I'll say is that, like I was listening before, I thought Jason came out, and you're right, on my show and on his show, he was very clear. He made the mistake. And I'll say this. Like, at one point, I was just on the show. You said Jason and John made a mistake. John didn't make a mistake. Like, it was Jason who made the mistake. Right. Like
I just want to lump John in there with him.
No, it was like, he did. Jason, John tweeted out to Jason's report.
Right.
Like, and Jason's good. The reason that people believed it, I actually, like, in my columns, Jonah Jordan never really believed it. And in my columns, I never said anything other than May. You know, May show up.
Well, I never said anything other than according to Jason Smith.
Yeah, and I even went May, and I threw in, you know, these guys are like, but so Jason made a mistake, and Jason has owned up to the mistake, and it was Jason's mistake. And honestly, I think some of it is just, it's funny to get into journalism. I'm quite confident that the sourcing that he had for that, like, he gets all things right all the time, mm-hmm. like all the time about inside Memphis basketball. The sourcing is different for radio than it is for newspaper. Like, you couldn't, you need to get firsthand, you know, two sources, you know, whatever. Right. Like, it's a different deal. So, anyway, he made a mistake. And in some ways, it's weird to say, is it up to the university to clean it up?
It's not in their best interest.
It would have been in their best interest.
It's in their best interest.
It was in their best interest. Because then you don't have anyone being disappointed. You have only great. You have nothing. No one would have talked about this today other than great. Like, your whole first hour of the show would have been just how unbelievable it was to see. And maybe it would have been 16 instead of 18. Right. I don't know. It might have been 18, honestly. The way people feel about Penny and the program, it might have been 18. But so it was clearly in their best interest to straighten it out. And when you heard Penny say afterwards, man, I felt bad because, well, if you felt bad, I'm not blaming Penny at all. But then have your guy fix it.
Right.
Like have your guy fix it. Steve Macy, call Jason and say, Jason, no.
Right.
Call this baby off. You know, whatever. We're trying, the way Penny said, we're trying to get JT. We are not even trying to get Drake.
Right.
Like, you're going to look like an idiot if you do that. Just say that to him.
Right.
Now, again, it's not their responsibility at all. But it isn't. You're exactly right. It isn't their best interest. And then, I think they've made a mistake to tweet out Drake lyrics.
I like David a lot. And so I feel bad saying this. But I said it yesterday. I said, there's two reasons why I think Drake really might be there. This is what I said yesterday's show. Because I had people telling me he ain't going to be there, but, like, Jason was still very sure of himself. And I said, listen, so I don't know. I mean, I said, I don't know. People would have texted me yesterday. I said, I don't know. I've heard both sides. But if you're asking me for reasons I believe he might really be there, there's two. One is because Jason Smith reported it. And the second is because, and this is exactly what I said, it would be insane for the president of the university to be playing into this on Twitter, tweeting Drake lyrics, if he didn't have Drake locked up. And it turns out, and then my second part of that was, and I just don't think Dr. Rudd is that insane to do that. Except he did it. Except he did. You know, he did.
Yes, it was not savvy PR. That was not savvy PR.
And like the Daily Houseman's got an op-ed today, saying
it's
they profited off misinformation.
They did
profit off misinformation.
Yeah, but they did, but they weren't. But I'm quite sure money was not the issue here. It's not enough money at stake to have done that.
Which is exactly my reason for not doing it. I'd rather have 16,000 fully satisfied people in that building than 18,000 with people walking out going, where the hell's Drake?
So here you go. So my son Ben used to work at Hog and Hominy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he would say was this. He said, I never knew this about restaurants. He said, when they give you a waiting period, they always say half an hour.
Right.
Even if they think it's going to be 15 minutes. Because then in 15 minutes, you're like, we're ready already?
Right. That's quick.
But if you say 15 minutes and it's 17 minutes,
people pissed
they off. Are going to be ticked off at you.
This is very...
Same. It's about expectations.
It's basic
managing
logic.
Expectations.
I told this story before. There was a SEC job that opened several years ago when Brad Stevens was still the coach at Butler. And the local newspaper did, like... And here's the top five candidates to be the next head coach at this school. And, like, number one was Brad Stevens.
Right.
And the athletic director at this school, like, actually called me. And he said, can you please write, tweet, whatever, that Brad Stevens is not a candidate for my job? because he's not. I don't know why this person thinks he is, but this person is my beat writer talking to my fan base. And here's what's going to happen. We're going to hire whoever we're going to hire, but it's not going to be Brad Stevens.
Right.
And so my fans are going to be like, man, I thought we were going to get Brad Stevens. They said he was the number one candidate. The expectations frame everything. It'd be like this. It'd be awesome to go see Jay-Z, unless you thought you were going to see Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Right.
Then you just go, then Beyonce's not there. You're like, where the hell's Beyonce?
Exactly.
That's what happened. It would be awesome if everybody knew yesterday the whole time. You were walking in FedEx Forum to do a handful of things. Most notably, celebrate the presence of Penny Hardaway.
Right.
But also, Yo Gotti's going to be there. Because as you pointed out in the column, how could you do Memphis Madness without Yo Gotti? It's like there's two things you got to have for Memphis Madness: basketballs and Yo Gotti.
Right, right.
So Yo Gotti's going to be there. Block Boy's going to be there. Moneybag's going to be there. Okay, that's awesome.
And all those recruits are going to be there. Right. And the band's going to be the massive band. Right.
If everybody knew last night was going to be exactly what last night was, everybody would have walked out of that building going, woohoo, that was awesome. But because people didn't see the two biggest names that they thought they were going to see, there were people who walked out of there disappointed and in some cases mad. I know people who did not buy tickets until after it was reported Drake and Justin, and they were mad.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who is mad. I've only heard from people who said, stop. Like I mentioned it in my column, but it wasn't the focus of my column. And I've heard from people saying, oh, don't be a killjoy. This was great fun, and don't be a killjoy. I've heard from more of those people than people who were actually mad.
I got this text last night from a buddy of mine. He says, it started with, my God, they played everybody. And I said, yeah, it's embarrassing. And he said, we're at Silky's right now, and people want to FS up. So at Silky's, people are wanting to FS up.
Now, in fairness, they got those bowls at Silky's.
They got big buckets.
They got divers.
You got two divers, you're gonna F stuff up anyway.
Yeah, exactly right. So,
I
acknowledge there were some people who were clearly ticked off. I mean, I acknowledge that. It didn't seem to me like it was an unhappy event last night. It was not, but there was clearly. I'm not disagreeing that it did change the expectations. And instead of just being awesome, it was even for those people who thought it was awesome,
right,
it was awesome with a tinge of, it would have been nice to get to whatever. Yeah.
My wife had really no interest in going just because, she's busy. She's running a store. Right. We got three kids, whatever. And she's, doing the mistletoe thing this weekend where the store's set up out there. Go buy stuff from her. So she was like, got a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. But once, I came home last week one day and she said, so Jason and John said that Justin Timberlake and Drake are going to be there?
Jason said it. Stop throwing John under the bus, man.
She actually thought it was Jason and John.
John owns Austin Nichols, right?
Okay.
He owns Austin Nichols.
He didn't blame Jason for Austin Nichols.
Right. So go ahead. Yes.
Fine. I'll tell the story a different way. Uh-huh. She said, Jason said, Justin Timberlake.
Whatever she said, Go ahead.
And I said, yeah. She goes, is that true? I was like, they say it's true. I don't know, but they say it's true. And she was like, well, are there any tickets available? And I was like, nah, it's basically sold out at this point. But when they put the $100 seats on,
she wanted to get them.
She didn't because she was too busy. Oh. But I asked her. I was like, hey, you want me to buy a ticket for you and my mom and Aiden and Oliver? I was about to throw $500 down on tickets for my family.
Well, there was a guy, and I give...
And I'd have been effing S up.
I give Jason and John total credit because they opened their phones up today to take calls. Now, people aren't going to call.
People aren't going to call on Twitter.
But there was one guy who called, and I couldn't tell if he was spoofing or not.
Right.
But he called, and he said, my wife wanted to go. I had to bring a friend. And it sounded like he was playing it so straight. I still think he was goofing because most people don't do that. They'll say, I'll kill you on Twitter, but they won't call in and kill you.
Right.
But they did. They opened up the phones and they whatever. But it was that situation. It was like my wife, who doesn't really care about this stuff and whatever, went and they came home and I had to listen to them saying whatever else. Hey, look, on the bright side, you got to see Ryan Boyce dunk the basketball.
That was nice.
And David Winget shoot the basketball.
That's nice.
That was good. And
Pom-Pom looked great.
Pom-Pom squad is tremendous.
They're going to the NCAA tournament for sure. I bet you John Rothstein won't pick them eighth in the AAC.
They're not going to be eighth.
Pom-Pom squad ain't finishing eighth in the AAC. I know that for sure.
They're not going to be eighth in the AAC. So it was not perfect. But I don't think it's, it'll be interesting how this one is. this will clearly be part of how this was remembered.
Yeah, it'll be the way.
It'll also be remembered as the day the penny was introduced. And I will be interested to see if that electricity can be captured any other time this year. Like that electricity, because that's what you think. Oh my gosh, Memphis basketball can be that.
Right.
Will that electricity be captured any other time this
year? Well, like, let's look at the schedule real quick. Because I think it's going to have a lot to do with where they're sitting when they play Tennessee.
Right.
Like, how have
early schedule's a little, some of those tournament games, like, they got some.
Well, that's like when John was like, worst I can see here is 3 losses in the non-league. I'm like, I can see more than that easy. Like, it is. Right. Like
that. Yes, I think it could.
So you go, well, at LSU, yeah. November 13th.
That's one.
I mean, you're probably going to get your brains beating down there. Right. Just a young team, second game of the year. Like, that's probably double-digit loss. So there's one loss. In Orlando, you're losing one. You're either losing to Oklahoma State and then winning your second game, or beating Oklahoma State and then losing to Villanova.
Right. If you lose to Oklahoma State, who are you playing in the second game?
It's whoever. I don't know. But it's a team you should beat.
Okay.
Like, they're going to go 1-1 in Orlando.
Right. Okay.
Most likely.
Right.
But the 2 losses there sitting on November 22nd. Everybody thinks they'll just beat Texas Tech, but I don't know why.
I don't know why
everybody thinks that.
But that could be an L. But, it could be an L.
Like, Chris Beard is great,
right,
by the way. So it could definitely be an L. In fact, I think they'll be underdogs in that game.
Right.
So there could be 3. South Dakota State can come into FedEx Forum and win.
Right.
They're going to have the best player on the floor.
Right.
And Mike Dom is the best player on the floor on that night.
Right.
So, let's just say that they split Texas Tech and South Dakota State. So they're sitting there at that point with 3 losses. Then you're a 3 loss team with Tennessee coming in. That's not terrible. People can.
It'll be great.
And the moment we were both looking forward to most, I didn't think
they did. I didn't think they got it. I don't think they got it.
It didn't work.
What happened was because they. It's why the best 15 minutes, and it was so good. Like, the best 15 minutes, it was before it started.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. if you could bottle that. That's a pretty good, that's what she said. Where is he? What's he doing? The best 15 minutes was before it started, Brad.
Brad, the best 15 minutes was before it started. Brad's not even here. Bennett's here, and I'm
Bennett, I'm sorry. Oh, he didn't know that that's what she said, Button.
He's not listening to us at all.
That's okay.
Yes, well. I am. That's Brad's deal. I don't want to steal it from him.
That's what she said. I'm sorry. I didn't notice it was. But where'd Brad go? Brad,
I don't know.
So the hell with us? Like,
Brad takes every Friday off.
So what was I talking about?
The 15 minutes before it started.
Yeah, but then there was something else. I said I was going to say something else about the 15 minutes before it started. Never mind. So then what happened was there was no, and now your coach, Penny Hardaway. What they did was they said that they played the thing, and then it was because he wanted to come in
like a boxer.
There was this song, the Hardaway song.
Right.
It kind of played. There was literally no one moment because they kind of stepped on it.
It was a missed, like, they didn't do it the right way.
And I'm sure Penny wanted to come in like a boxer. Like, I'm sure that was their own. That was intentional. But they didn't get it right.
In the boxing setup, what you get is Roy Jones or Floyd Mayweather coming in with a rapper in front of him, like Lil Wayne or whoever, and you get that moment. But then you get in the ring and it's ding, ding, ding. In the blue corner, you know, from Grand Rapids, Michigan, the 49-0 record. He is the undefeated, crowd's going crazy, building up, undisputed, middleweight, champion of the world, crowd going crazy, Floyd, money, mate. Then you get that moment. That's the moment I wanted last night.
They didn't do it.
And you didn't get that moment. But the best moment of the whole night, outside of the Palm Squad, shouts to them for sure, was... You know where we walk in every time we walk into FedEx Forum through that tunnel.
Yeah.
And it was just it was the pep band and a sea of people.
That was crazy.
And it was awesome
to see. I mean, people were just vibrating.
That's
what she said.
But like just that scene, I compared it a little bit to when there's a couple of them in Memphis. Coming straight down Poplar when you see the bridge for the first time.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
And when you are coming through the interstate, rounding around Riverside, you see the river. Like, there's like, if you've never seen it, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Walking out of that tunnel last night and seeing it was like that.
And that's what Jeremiah Martin saw when he said he was introduced.
I thought that was the sweetest thing about the whole night.
And he looked at the, and he's been here 3 years, three coaches, never seen a full house. And he looks and he's looking up and he keeps looking up and he keeps looking up and it's just full. And a kid from Memphis who grew up loving Memphis, who had that, he said, this is what it, I thought that was beautiful.
Right. He like, in because he came here to experience that. And by the time he got here, it was over.
Right.
And now he'll at least get, hopefully, have 1 year right. of that because he deserves it. He's a great college basketball player. He's a local kid who decided to stay home. Local kid who didn't leave when all the other local kids did.
Yeah.
I was glad he got to have that moment last night.
Cool.
We'll play Harvard Horn Lake next.
Are you ready for fall leaves, hoodies, pumpkins, and cool weather? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Call Choate's today to schedule your $60 furnace tune-up to make sure your heater is ready for the cold months ahead. Our $60 furnace tune-up includes a 15-point safety inspection with a free camera inspection of your heat exchanger to make sure it is not leaking any dangerous carbon monoxide. Right now is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned and to make sure your indoor air quality is top-notch. Don't forget, Choate's is also there for all your plumbing needs. From our $99 drain cleanings, our tankless water heater financing specials, or visit one of our two kitchen and bath showrooms for any of your remodel ideas. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, isn't it time you stepped up your game? In the gym, in the boardroom, and especially in the bedroom. American men are getting soft. We have less testosterone than our fathers, and even less than our grandfathers. We owe it to them and ourselves to fight back. With Alpha King from Force Factor, it's never been easier. Just one small pill a day for a serious boost in total testosterone. Alpha King is on the rise at GNC, but you can claim a complimentary bottle by texting CUP to 809-809. More lean muscle from your workouts, more energy to power through the day, and more passion and drive so you can rule the bedroom. It's no wonder thousands of men across America trust Alpha King to fuel their performance. Just text CUP to 809-809 for your complimentary bottle, a $35 value. Respond in the next 10 minutes for your chance to also snag a bottle of SCORE, our number one performance libido enhancer. That's CUP to 809-809.
I've always managed my money carefully, but it was just one of those months, and I needed some extra cash to cover my bills. AF247.com had my back with a flex loan. I just logged on to apply. An AF247.com representative called me back, walked me through the process, and the money was deposited into my bank account. It was so easy.
The flex loan from AF247.com just got a little more flexible with new same-day funding. At AF247.com, you can move cash from your flex loan to your bank account in minutes, right from your smartphone. Your time is precious, and you shouldn't spend it standing in line for a cash advance. Same-day funding at AF247.com is the answer to get cash when you need it without the wait. The flex loan from AF247.com is not a payday loan. It's an open-end line of credit. You only pay for the money you need and only for the time you need it. There's no lump sum payment. Get the cash you need in minutes at AF247.com. From your flex loan to your bank account. Flexibility is good.
Endorsement by paid actors.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break.
We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Hey, big fight is coming October 6th.
Ooh.
It's Conor McGregor versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. Let's go watch fight at Rail Garden.
You go to Rail Garden. I'll watch it Rec Room.
Rail Garden.
Rec Room.
Rail Garden.
Rec Room.
That's it. No matter what side you're on, don't miss the big fight October 6th at Rail Garden and Rec Room. McGregor versus Nurmagomedov. Party starts at 7 with prelims. Main event starts at 9. Info at railgarden.com and recroommemphis.com. Okay, we go to different places.
That's a good plan.
Anyone can do delivery, but when you consider the source, only Kroger can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. And no matter how you like to get your groceries, Kroger makes it easy with store pickup, delivery, and now shipping right to your door. So shop online with the Kroger app or at Kroger.com today.
Take home fresh peaches or plums or choose large Gala apples. They're all on sale for just 99 cents a pound with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Give your pets some TLC with today's Perks Deal. $50 products or services at Utopia Animal Hospital for only $25. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Gary Parish Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and every Friday at this time, when I'm in town and Jeff's in town and we feel like it, we play Harvard Horn Lake. Let's get it.
It's Harvard versus Horn Lake Trivia, presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop.
Jeff is from Harvard University. Gary is from Horn Lake. Two sports minds from two very different worlds. This is Harvard Horn Lake Trivia, only on 92.9 FM, ESPN, 680 AM.
You know how it works. 535-3776-535-ESPN. You're going to call in. Bennett's going to get your name. He's going to throw it on the screen. I'm going to come to you in the order that you were received. I'll say what's up. You'll say what's up. I'll ask you, do you want a Harvard question or a Horn Lake question? You say Harvard, you go to Calkins. You say Horn Lake, you come to me. You get the first question right, you go to the other side. You get them both right, you're a winner. Bennett, tell them what they win today.
We got a lot of great prizes today. We have tickets to NF at Mud Island. That's going to be October 28th. Tickets to Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keane. That's going to be at Horseshoe Casino Bluesville October 20th. We've got tickets to see the great Steve Earle and the Dukes 30th anniversary show at Bluesville December 14th. $50 local gift cards as well as a $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar.
We got any of those Drake, Justin Timberlake tickets
we got,
or no?
No. I'll work on it.
Work on it, please. Yeah, work on it, Bennett. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. There's no better place to start than with Hank and Horn Lake. Hank, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Just trying to get through this day, get to this weekend. You know what it's like.
I know that. I'm trying to get home again. I'm working in Paris.
My God. And it ain't even the great Paris. It's Paris, Tennessee.
Well, they do have an Eiffel Tower. It's just not as tall.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, they do their best. They do their best over in Paris, Tennessee. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
What's the Harvard topic?
Because the president was here, the state of Mississippi.
All right. Okay. That's a little bit Horn Lake, too.
Well, hell, I ought to know something about that.
Okay.
Let's go there.
In 1902, this president.
I wasn't born then.
In 1902, this president was in Mississippi and refused to shoot a caged bear. Who was the president who was in Mississippi in 1902 who refused to shoot a captured bear?
1902. Was that Taft?
I'm sorry, Hank. Travel home safely. Do you know that my mom told me? I haven't even told Hank this yet. I think Hank and I are related. I think Hank's father... married like my great grandfather's first wife or something like that. I don't know. There's like some, my mom had it all figured out. I don't really know. No, I can't keep track of. But I think Hank and I like might spend Thanksgiving together someday. Let's go to Michael in East Memphis. Michael, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's all right, man. You all right?
I'm going to take that Harvard.
Yeah, in 1902, this president came to Mississippi and refused to shoot a captured bear. Who was it?
Is it Teddy Roosevelt?
That's exactly
Teddy
right.
Roosevelt, of
That's why it is where Teddy Bears came from.
How about that?
It was in the wake of that they started naming these stuffed bears Teddy Bear.
Who knew that? Yeah. How about that?
That's why you listen.
We got Teddy Bears that we play with. Oliver got them when he was little. You know what he named them? He had three. You know what he named them?
What?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what they're called. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
All right. Who is the top-ranked adult film star on Pornhub right now? Is it A, Mia Khalifa, B, Nicole Aniston, C, Kendra Sunderland, or D, Lana Rhodes? Top rank.
I'll go
top
with
rank.
A.
A, Mia Khalifa. She's actually dropped down to number two. She was number one for a while, but she's slipping a little bit, like Florida State in football. I don't know what that means.
Not that far.
She ain't slipped that far. Not yet. Right. Let's go to Chris in South Memphis. Chris, what's up?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Hey. Let me try Harvard.
Okay.
I want a Harvard question. In 1963 at the University of Mississippi, there was this first successful transplant of this human organ. What was it? In 1963 at the University of Mississippi, first successful transplant of this human organ from one human to another human.
I'm going to say the kidney.
No, not kidney.
They didn't do that down in Oxford, surprisingly. Let's go to Lee in South Haven. Lee, what's up?
What's going on, GP?
Everything's good in my world. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
I think I'll take a shot at that Harvard.
Yeah, go ahead. 1963.
Organ question.
Yeah, the organ question. 1963, University of Mississippi, first successful transplant of this human organ.
Being in Mississippi, it's got to be a liver.
I was thinking liver.
No, it's not.
I was thinking liver, too. I was thinking liver, too, because they might prioritize that down there, you know? Like, hey, let's figure out how to get new livers.
Right.
Before we go spend every Saturday in the Grove.
Let me ask you, when you drink in Mississippi, you go to what else do? You drink and you...
Ooh, pee-pee?
No, that's not pee-pee. That would be kidney. But go ahead. Well, let's go. We'll get next person.
I drink and fall asleep. Right? I can't speak for everybody else. I drink and fall asleep.
I drink. A lot of people don't. A lot of people do.
Let's go to Charlie. Charlie!
Hello, what's up?
What's up, man? You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
I'll take the Harvard that was just asked.
Okay.
Yeah, what, 1963, University of Mississippi, the first successful transplant of this human organ?
Well, I think smoking was prevalent back then, so I would say lung.
Lung is correct. Lung is correct.
First lung transplant.
First lung transplant.
How about that?
Yep.
All right, you're in Horn Lake now. Would you like to take a guess at who the top-ranked adult film star on Pornhub is right now, or would you like a new one?
I will take a new one.
Okay. According to a study by a health food blog, what is the unhealthiest fast food item you can purchase in the United States? Is it A, Dave's Triple Burger at Wendy's? Is it B, a chicken pot pie from Kentucky Fried Chicken? Is it C, a Meat Lover's Personal Pan Pizza from Pizza Hut? Or is it D, large French fries from Five Guys?
Got the burger. Got the pot pie. Got some pizza and fries.
Correct.
That's basic food groups right there.
Yes.
All right, it is, isn't it? Cooper, what do you think? A, B, C, or D? All right, my 9-year-old here in the car says A, the burger.
I would love to tell you it's right, but it's not. Dave's Triple Burger is the third unhealthiest thing you can order from a fast food joint.
Those large fries at Five Guys must be 10 million fries.
They give you so many fries.
They give you so many fries. The other day I was somewhere and they were wearing an In-N-Out burger hat. And we started talking about burgers.
Uh-huh.
And he said he goes to Five Guys and he orders the fries extra well done.
Because
they're kind of soggy.
Yeah.
And he said they do it for him.
Okay. Oh, I figured they would.
Well, he said he had to argue with them, but now they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Anyway, so sorry about that.
Yeah,
Cooper,
no.
Nice work, though. Thanks for listening, Cooper.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Cooper. Let's go to Brad in Hernando. Brad, what's up?
Hey, what's up, GP?
Everything's good, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
I'm going to take a stab at that Horn Lake when you just asked.
Okay. Okay, we know that it's not Dave's Triple Burger. So according to a study by a health food blog, what's the unhealthiest fast food item you can purchase? We're down to three. Is it a chicken pot pie from KFC, a Meat Lover's Personal Pan Pizza from Pizza Hut, or large French fries from Five Guys?
I'm going to go outside the box and say the chicken pot pie instead.
It is the unhealthiest thing that you can
that
eat.
That was a trick question.
789 calories, 45 grams of fat, 37 grams of saturated fat, and 1,970 milligrams of sodium.
All right, so you're over to Harvard. We don't have a question out there. I got to give you a new one. Name all the states that border Mississippi.
All of them? Okay. You have Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
That's exactly right. You got it. You're a winner.
You're a winner. Look at it. Genius.
Genius.
Yep, CGT.
We're going to Barlow. Barlow, it's Gary.
Carlo.
Oh, Bennett.
You, Carlo. You didn't say that. You said Barlow.
Come on, Bennett.
I spelled
he called
it for
in
you.
And he said Barlow. It's what he does at Starbucks, too, I bet. He puts Barlow. He said, who's this? It's Barlow.
First Bennett produces a show.
Barlow?
First Bennett produces a show that says Justin Timberlake and Drake going to be here. Now he got Barlow in Harvard Horn Lake.
Can't even hit the that. That's what she said.
Can't hit the that. That's what she said. Carlo, what's up? You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Give me a Harvard.
Okay.
Adolf Edward Bark invented this type of soft drink in Biloxi in 1898.
Okay.
Adolf Edward Bark invented this type of soft drink in 1898 in Mississippi. Biloxi. B-A-R-Q.
Soda.
Bark.
Oh, soda?
What kind of soda?
Yeah, what kind of soda?
It's like, is it Sprite? Is it Coke? Is it a lemon lime type of a soda? Is it a orange drink?
What was his name again?
Adolf Edward Bark.
Your answer's there.
Bar True Beer.
That's exactly right. Man, we are being so helpful today. We are being so helpful. That's correct. Yes, on to Gary.
Okay, you're in Horn Lake. You want a new one or an old one? The only old one out there is who's the top-ranked adult film star on Pornhub right now? We know it's not Mia Khalifa, so we're down to three.
We'll get a new one.
Okay. Justin Verlander pitched today for the Astros. He, of course, is married to Kate Upton. What is Kate Upton's bra size? 34 what?
C.
What? Are you crazy? You ever seen Kate Upton? Come on, Carlo. That's insulting. Before you go, apologize to Kate Upton right now. That's the most insulting thing I've ever heard about Kate Upton. My God. If Kate Upton ever, my God, where are we going, Bennett? Let's go to Michael in Horn Lake. Michael, what's up?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm all right. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
New Horn Lake.
Okay, New Horn Lake. According to ratebeer.com, which of the following beers is the lowest rated of the group in terms of stars? They grade on a 5-star scale. What of the following beers is the lowest rated? Is it A, Bud Light, B, Miller Lite, C, Coors Light, D, Corona Light?
Let's go Bud Light on that.
You know what? Bud Light got a score of 1.23 out of 5, and that is the lowest of the group. Miller Lite got a 1.42. Coors Light and Corona Light both got a 1.37. You got that right. You're in Harvard now.
Okay. All right. In Pedal, Mississippi, there is an international a Hall of Fame for a certain board game. What board game is the International Hall of Fame in Pedal, Mississippi?
Monopoly, by chance?
No, I'm sorry. That's not correct.
That'd be great, though. Sorry. I'd love to have that in Mississippi.
No, it's not that.
It'd be nice if we had that in Mississippi.
It's a board game, but not Monopoly.
Let's go to Al out in Southwind. Al, what's up?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Everything's good, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go with Harvard.
Do you want that one that's out there? You tell me the name of the board game that is celebrated in Pedal, Mississippi with the International Hall of Fame for that particular board game? Would you like a new question?
New question, GP.
Okay. We know that Mississippi had the first successful lung transplant, human-to-human lung transplant. That was in 63. In 64, they had the first successful heart transplant of a chimpanzee into a human. How long did the human live? 90 seconds, 90 minutes, 90 days, or 90 months?
I'm going to say 90 seconds.
No, that's not correct.
Shucks. Let's go to Jeff and Bartlett. Jeff, it's Gary. What's up?
Hey, Gary, what's up?
Everything's good, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
I want the Horn Lake Kate Upton.
Okay. Cannot believe somebody said C-Cup for Kate Upton. That's
shame.
Yeah, that's okay. Justin Verlander pitched for the Astros today. He's married to Kate Upton. What is Kate Upton's bra size? 34 what?
34D, Gary.
It's an incorrect answer.
What?
It's an incorrect answer.
Pedialyte.
You guys.
He looked. He Googled it. He Googled it.
You don't think I Googled this?
Yes, everyone Googled it.
Yeah, no. I Googled it.
Okay.
I got all her measurements. I can tell you everything about her. She's 5'10". I know everything about her. Let's go to Jeff in High Point. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, guy. I want the Harvard question.
Okay.
Which one? The one about in Pelham, Mississippi, has an International Board Game Hall of Fame. You could tell me that one, or you could tell me the first successful chimpanzee to human heart transplant was at the University of Mississippi in 1964. Did the person live for 90 seconds, 90 minutes, 90 days, or 90 months? Or I could give you a new one.
Let's go 90 days.
90 days, also not correct.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Let's go to Daniel in Olive Branch. Daniel, what's up?
Hello?
Daniel, it's Gary. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's do Horn Lake.
You want to guess the top-ranked adult film star on Pornhub right now at this minute? You want to guess Kate Upton's bra size? We know it's not 34C or 34D, or you want a brand new one?
Let's go to the one about Kate Upton.
Okay. What is Kate Upton's bra size, for crying out loud?
What were the other two options?
There aren't options.
You just got to guess.
There aren't options.
No options. You just got to guess. And we know.
It's not C.
Because
it's
we
not
have
D.
eyes, that it ain't lower than a C. See, and we know it's not a C, and we know it's not a D. So take it from there.
Go G.
God!
No. Is that how bras work? Do they go up to... I think they just start duplicating there after that,
very
right?
Very good, Jeff!
I don't think there is a G.
I mean, I'm sure there is somewhere. I ain't never seen it with my own eyes. But I'm sure it's out there.
I think there's a G.
I'm sure it's out there. I ain't never seen it with my own eyes, though. Let's go to Steve in Bartlett. Steve, what's up?
What's happening?
God. Hey, you want a Harvard or a Horn Lake?
Well, I'm going to nail the Kate Upton one,
as it
so
were.
To speak.
Okay, what is her bra size?
I'm going to guess it's double D.
34 double D. But wait till she has that baby. We'll update it.
Then it's going to be a G at that point. So do you want the question about the International Board Game Hall of Fame in Pelham, Mississippi? Tell me what board game it is. Or 1964, the first successful chimpanzee to human heart transplant. 90 seconds. Did the person live 90 seconds, 90 minutes, 90 days, or 90 months? We actually know it wasn't 90 seconds or 90 days because those have been guessed incorrectly. Or I'll give you a new question.
I'm going to take the board game. Would that be checkers?
Checkers is correct.
How about
International
that?
Checkers Hall of Fame.
Okay.
In Petal, Mississippi.
How do you get the Checkers Hall of Fame?
You're a winner.
I wonder.
You'd be good at it.
Okay. That's good. Right. That's the answer to any Hall of Fame,
isn't it? Right,
you
yeah.
do. You'd be
really
great at it,
yeah.
And you don't use
right,
performance
don't
enhancing drugs.
Right, exactly.
That's
right.
That's every Hall of Fame.
Right.
We're going to Justin in East Memphis. Justin, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm all right. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Son of a Horn Lake.
Okay. You want a, the only one we've got out there right now is the top-ranked adult film star on Pornhub. I can give you a new one.
Let's get a new one.
In what way is Def Leppard's drummer handicapped?
He lacks an arm.
He lacks an arm. He only has one arm. It's a true story. Wild.
Do you want to tell me, 1964, the first successful chimpanzee to human heart transplant was performed. Did that person last for 90 minutes or 90 months, or I could give you a new one?
I'll give you another one.
Okay, the first football player ever on a Wheaties box was from the state of Mississippi.
Ooh.
Who?
First football player ever on a Wheaties box.
Was from the state of Mississippi.
O.J. Simpson.
Was from the state of Mississippi. Was from the state of Mississippi.
He didn't know. He didn't know where O.J.'s from?
Yeah.
How's he? You think everybody just knows where O.J.'s from?
Well, I don't think anyone thinks he's from Mississippi.
Don't think
literally anybody thinks he's from Mississippi.
Let's wrap this up with John in Cordova. John, it's Gary. What's up?
How's it going, JP?
Everything's all right. You want a Harvard or a Horn Lake?
Let me get a Horn Lake.
Okay. You want a top-ranked adult film star, or you want a brand new one?
Give me a new one.
Okay. Which of the following rappers is not, I repeat, not from Memphis? Is it A, Lord Infamous, B, Black Youngsta, C, Soulja Slim, or D, Crunchy Black?
Let me go with D.
Crunchy Black from Memphis, 3-6.
Of course.
Dog.
That's actually that one, even I knew.
You knew Crunchy Black was
I
from
knew
Memphis?
Crunchy Black was nice. From Memphis.
How did you know Crunchy Black was from
Memphis? At some point.
You just hear these things.
Yeah, I just hear these things.
Yeah,
I knew Crunchy Black.
At some point, you just hear these things.
Okay, we're done now, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? No. The first football player on the Wheaties box from Mississippi, not O.J. Simpson.
Walter Payton?
Walter Payton. Very good, GP. Yeah. How about that? And the first, the heart transplant lasted 90 minutes. Is that success? Would you do a heart? I wouldn't do it. I'd just say skip it. If you're going to put a chimpanzee in me, heart in me for 90 minutes, and then I'm gone, what's the point?
Yeah, just kill me 90, what am I just getting, just kill what, me 90 minutes ago.
What am I getting done in 90 minutes? Like now, maybe you didn't know it was going to be 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, it's the expectations thing we were talking about.
Maybe if there's this like one more movie you wanted to see. And you're like,
well, really the end of a movie is really all you could have caught. Never caught the end of this movie.
Yeah, okay. I never caught the end of of Pulp Fiction.
All right, what's yours? What do you still have?
Who's the top ranked adult film star on Pornhub right now? Is it Nicole Aniston, Kendra Sutherland, or Lana Rhodes?
Lana Rhodes.
Lana Rhodes.
Is that true?
She's number one.
Oh, good. I got that.
Should not be.
Should not be, man. Okay. And
Nicole Aniston, number eight. Seems about right.
And who's the Memphis, the rep thing there?
Oh, Soulja Slim from New Orleans. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to Soulja Slim. He's from New Orleans. Kendra Sutherland, number 32. Vastly underrated. If I do say so myself. I'll see you later, Jeff.
Have a good weekend.
All right. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I'd heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. If you want a free roofing estimate, you can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this market, the Memphis market, that person is Josh Hysaw, Keller Williams Realty. Lots of you have heard me talking about Josh for years now. One such person is Austin. He had a home in Memphis, sold it. First day it was listed with Josh Hysaw, for $5,000 above the asking price. How did Josh do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets them sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He will help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
From day one, President Trump has been attacked by those who resist his Make America Great Again agenda. Hillary Clinton and the left have led the charge. Sadly, Chris McDaniel joined Hillary and the left by attacking Trump and his supporters. While Hillary called Trump supporters deplorable, McDaniel called them delusional. What else do Chris McDaniel and Hillary Clinton have in common? They both opposed President Trump's tax cut. That's right. McDaniel said Trump's tax plan was an embarrassment. McDaniel even called Trump, quote, thin-skinned and not conservative. Yes, you heard that right. McDaniel called Trump supporters delusional. He opposed Trump's tax cut, and he personally attacked the president. No wonder President Trump endorsed Cindy Hyde Smith. She supported President Trump's agenda 100% of the time in the U.S. Senate. Cindy Hyde Smith, she's the conservative we can count on. Chris McDaniel, he's just bad for Mississippi.
Paid for by Mississippi Victory Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Should be a fun weekend. We got playoff baseball. We got the Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum. We got college football. We got NFL on Sunday. And if you're going to have a drink while you're watching the games, do what I do. Get a bottle. New Amsterdam Vodka. It's premium. 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. It is so smooth that you can drink it straight. It really is what I get when I'm in the liquor store, and the reason's simple. It's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. I could spend more money on vodka, but why would I do that? If I found a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, why not just drink that one? It's why it's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And thanks to you guys, we've been able to turn Memphis, the market, into the number one New Amsterdam market per capita in the entire country. They got flavored vodkas as well. Apple peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Grapefruit is the newest flavor. Try one, try them all. Mix them together. Don't matter to me. Just next time you are in a bar, a restaurant, or a liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. Being a Tiger fan, you're probably into stats. Here's a stat for you. 100% of ATC Fitness members are getting the best price, the best equipment, and the cleanest facilities in the city. 100%. That's a tough stat to beat. ATC Fitness, $15 a month, no commitment, no processing fees. Proud supporters of Tiger Athletics and official tanning and fitness provider for Tiger Cheer and Palm Squads. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Friday and Saturday at the Kroger 2 Days Only Digital Sale. Select 6 packs of Dr. Pepper or 7-Up or $1.49 with your Plus card and digital coupon from Kroger.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle from a chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip bang to my wrist lock. Now I want a BMW.
If you're a gamer, you got a child who's a gamer, trying to get a new computer, one that's going to be top-notch, do what I did, where I got my son's computer. That's at Cooper Systems. They've got new refurbished. They can custom build you a gaming computer that's VR-ready. We're talking solid-state performance, 4K video, trailblazing speed, cutting-edge tempered glass RGB cases. They got desktops and laptops, Intel i7, i9 processors. Whatever you need, they can make this thing as strong as you want to make it. The best thing I ever did was buy my son a gaming computer from Custom Cooper Systems because he loves it. The only issue is that now he only loves it. He doesn't love any. He doesn't appear to love anything else. He just wants to be on the computer nonstop. So, if you like talking to your children, maybe you know what I'm saying. If you're looking for a good gaming computer, you get it at Cooper Systems. Lee and Lauren Cooper will take care of you, and they'll get you hooked up. They'll make sure you or your child has exactly what they need to do exactly what they're trying to do. They're over in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679, 360-9679. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call. They'll help you. They'll hook you up. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do the fastest dinner to go ever.
Dinner to go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of things, but I think the most interesting thing, first lung transplant ever happened down in Oxford, Mississippi. Who knew that? Nice. Who knew that?
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game one, ALDS, Yankees, Red Sox, Fenway Park, Boston, Mass. The first time 201 teams have ever played in a divisional series. It's James Anthony Happ. They call him Jay for short. Pitcher for the Yankees, Chris Sale on the mound for Boston. Red Sox minus 170.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.